Nearly a decade ago, Oregon started a bold experiment in health care reform. Instead of offering some people comprehensive coverage, the state offered more people slightly less coverage. In the beginning, it worked well, but Oregon is scrambling to save the plan. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
Under federal Medicaid rules, states have to provide basic health care to certain low-income individuals who are disabled, elderly, on welfare, or in foster care. But Oregon went well beyond that. Initially, it added about 100,000 low-income people to its Medicaid plan, about 35% more than the federal government required. Over the years, that number has fluctuated between 65 and 130,000 people who might otherwise have done without. Dr. Joe Black sees many of them in his Portland clinic.
Hello.
Jim, hi.
Black says the Oregon health plan was a breath of fresh air for his patients.
They all had access to any kind of testing they needed. They had access to treatment for selected conditions, all of which were basically the important ones, and they had access to medicine. So it was a real treat to be able to practice under those situations, because what your patients needed, they could get.
They didn't get quite everything. In order to offer more people benefits, the state decided not to pay for every procedure. It created a list of healthcare services and ranked them in order of priority. A line was drawn on the list depending on funds available. Anything above the line would be covered, anything below it would not. For example, the state would pay for well baby care and kidney transplants, but not certain cancer treatments where survival rates were extremely low. The driving force behind the idea was a physician, former Governor John Kitzhaber.
We had a rational policy. Now, it was a tough policy, and there were tough decisions that were made, and I'm not saying people didn't get hurt, but at least we were honest about it.
Today, the plan is in serious trouble. Spiraling health care costs, federal regulations, and a changing political climate all played a role. So did a dire state economy. Oregon is dealing with a very severe budget deficit. Oregon thought it had built in a way to deal with budget fluctuations by moving that line on the priority list. Those on the plan would always get coverage, but fewer procedures would be paid for when money was tight. But the federal government had to go along, and sometimes federal officials refused to let the state drop certain things from the list. Kitzhaber says it was very frustrating.
Ultimately, state health care reform efforts will always fail unless you can fundamentally change the rigid federal environment in which those efforts take place.
The federal environment may now be changing at least a little bit. The Bush administration has recently signaled its willingness to let states have more latitude in their Medicaid plans. But even if there's more flexibility, the Oregon plan still has problems. It was supposed to have been one leg of a three-legged stool. The legislature was supposed to require that employers provide health insurance to their workers and give employers subsidies to do so. But those things didn't happen, and that meant more people were dependent on the state plan. Ken Rutledge is president of the Oregon Hospital Association.
What we found after the first couple of years was that the utilization was always higher than predicted, and so physicians and hospitals ended up having to sort of dig into their pockets.
Reimbursement rates under the plan were supposed to cover provider costs, but the legislature didn't come up with enough money, and some of the large HMOs, which serve lots of low-income patients, stopped accepting those who were on the Oregon health plan. Longtime political analyst Jim Moore says others quit the plan, too.
Regionally around the state, the areas outside of Portland, a lot of them have stopped accepting patients. It really never looked like it was going to get its financial feet underneath it.
The legislature is now desperately trying to find the money for its low-income health plan. In an effort to keep it afloat, the state has already begun charging some people higher monthly premiums and new copayments. Some benefits have been cut. It is not yet clear who will end up with coverage, nor what medical services they will get. But one thing is certain, the new Oregon health plan will be leaner. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.